president of the United States in 2000, in large part because he defeated Al Gore in the state of Florida by a certified count of only 537 votes. And in 1910, Buffalo, New York's congressional district was decided by a single vote, 20,685 to 20,684. Every vote is important. Not only is our vote important, it's also our right and responsibility. The Apostle Paul said we should take all of our civic duties seriously. In Romans 13, he wrote, if you owe taxes, pay taxes. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. I'm certain that if Roman citizens had been allowed to vote, he would have added, if voting, then vote. Because God has blessed us with the right to freely choose our leaders, we must vote. My vote counts, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues at least through the first half of the day today. We should see improvement later with partly sunny skies. High temperature on this election day up to 78. Please vote. Tonight's low down to about 61 with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around again. Middle 70s tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday. High around 73 as another front approaches. Then scattered thunderstorms Friday before ending. High 68. Much cooler over this upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Acceptance Insurance and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accepted. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Lisa Keith, candidate for Montgomery Board of Education, District 1. When I exposed the grade-changing scandal 4 years ago, I decided to run for the Board of Education. It didn't take me long to realize that my crusade to improve the quality of education was unwelcomed by the establishment. Because I have challenged the status quo and demanded results for our children, I was often outvoted 6-1 by the entrenched incumbents. What I have fought against are nepotism, friends and family, massive discipline problems, excessive teacher absences, and grossly low proficiency scores. We must demand transparency, accountability, and the truth from the top down. I'm Lisa Keith, and on Tuesday, I need your vote to change the direction of public education in Montgomery County. As parents, you deserve it, and as taxpayers, you should demand it.
Paid for by supporters of Dr. Lisa Keith. Box 640518, Montgomery, 36117.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
We'll be right back. guys. Welcome back in. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Steve Flowers. Having a big time over here. Carolyn's here to shag your phone calls if you want to get in. We'll take those as well. It's Election Day 2018. Do what?
Shagging calls. That's good. I like that.
Well, it's a golf term. It's a baseball term. You can go out and shag fly balls.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Like I haven't heard of that used before.
You shag many
Carolyn's
fly balls.
Shagging phone calls up here.
Just certain ones.
I remember as we got older in baseball, they were trying to teach us how to catch fly balls in the outfield that were coming at you a lot faster than they did when you were little. And so they put the pitching machine on it, like 100, and shot the ball all the way up in the sky, and you had to get under it and figure out how to time it and how the ball moves up there. And, whew, shagging fly balls about break your wrist doing that. But, you know, you grow up, you get bigger. 8 minutes after 10 o'clock, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. I guess we'll take your phone calls. Everything election-related is on topic. Not really looking for a line of people to tell me how many people are at your local polling place. I'm intrigued by that, but I don't think it makes the greatest radio. So maybe, you know, if we get an update every now and then, just sort of keep an idea of what's going on, that'd be fine. Don't feel like you have to. Don't feel like you have to. 9 minutes after 10. Who's this? Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
It's Bill. Have y'all talked about the? Aren't there some amendments on the ballot this time?
There are. We went through them yesterday. I can tell you right now, the only one I really genuinely care about, this is me speaking, Baron. Jack and I differ on this one a little bit, is Amendment Number 2. I am 100% a yes on Amendment Number 2, the pro-life amendment. And the only other one that I kind of care about is that Amendment Number 4. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you can take or leave the other three. But that Amendment 2, to me, is important.
Okay, so 2 and 4 are yes.
That's how I voted this morning when I cast my ballot. I voted yes on 2 and 4, and I skipped the other two. I didn't vote no, I just skipped them.
Well, that's about the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, not really, not really. It's like a half a vote against it.
All right, y'all have a good day. Appreciate and enjoy it. Your election day.
Yeah, thanks.
Where are you going tonight, Baron?
You know, I don't know. I always go out for election night, but I don't know.
I'm actually on CBS 42 in Birmingham. I'm going to be on CBS 8 here at noon and 11, and I'm going to head to Birmingham to be on CBS 42. They're in the Next Star outfit when they're going to beam me to Huntsville and Mobile.
Oh, really?
CBS fit it in Mobile and the CBS, Fox fit it in Huntsville. I'm going to pick it.
I'm
going
to miss
Star.
You usually here in Montgomery on that.
I know, but I went to Birmingham because it's paid me more money.
Speaking of shameless.
Yeah, no kidding.
Turns his back on his hometown. Holy mackerel. The people of Troy are scandalized, Steve.
Well, they don't have a television station in Troy. So I had no choice.
Well, Troy Cable, they do.
Well, I mean,
it's a great little outfit. You have Troy Cable?
I was on Troy Radio this morning.
Were you?
First thing, 640.
Well.
Little local station, WTBF.
Is that who does? Do you still do that weekly update?
Uh-huh.
I don't get it anymore. You quit sending it to me.
Well, I want you to run it.
I can't run it if I don't get it.
Okay, good. I'll put you on the list.
Put me on the list. I'll run it every week.
Only urban station that carries me.
Really?
Well, yeah. I think you'd be the biggest one.
Okay.
Well, Troy University scares me. Troy University Radio carries that show.
Oh, now that's big. That's a big one.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people in Montgomery listen to that on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, Mike Hubbard's station over in Auburn used to run me, but I must have said something bad about it. They didn't like or something. They quit running.
They quit running it?
WANI is one he was associated with. When is he ever going to go to jail?
I don't know that he will, Steve.
You don't think so?
I don't know that he will. I don't say that I think he won't. I just don't know that he will.
I heard a rumor the other day that the Supreme Court's probably going to rule early December.
Quickly?
Yeah.
If they rule that quickly, they're going to rule against him. He'll go to jail.
Yeah.
Our number 272, but then there's a rehearing process, and he'll be out for that and everything.
No, I know.
It'll be a little while. Who is Jeff?
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for being there for us out here.
Hey, Jeff, we're here for you every day from 9 to noon.
I have two questions, and then I'll hang up and listen to your response. I'd like your opinion on when we may see Becky Garrison representing us as a Republican Party.
Probably never. She lives in the 2nd Congressional District, and I'm just not convinced after two runs in that district that a Tea Party conservative can win the 2nd Congressional District. The Wiregrass is not Tea Party country, really. It's military money. It's USDA money, food money. The government keeps the 2nd Congressional District afloat. And when you run around telling everybody you're going to cut the budgets and do all that kind of stuff, people in the 2nd Congressional District get a little leery. Last thing they want is their peanut and cotton support taken out from under them.
Or military pensions.
Or military support, yeah.
Second question.
Take care of that second district. You ain't got any.
Yeah. If she moves up to the 4th, maybe.
Well, second question is where do you see Jeff Sessions in all this? I haven't heard from him in a long time, and I wonder if they're ever going to indict, prosecute anyone from the last ballot stuffing.
Don't go anywhere quite yet. I don't know the answer to that. I got a story in my stack here today about Jeff Sessions insiders being freaked out that Jeff Sessions is about to get canned after tomorrow or after tonight's election. Anytime in the next week or two, he could get canned. I'm not buying that. This is the Washington Post. This is a Rod Rosenstein-supported newspaper. Rosenstein is their chief source over there, his team. And so I'm not convinced that's accurate, but if you know, take it. I'll just read you the headline: Jeff Sessions could face humiliating firing by Trump after midterms. Insiders say, I don't believe that. I am of the belief, until I see evidence to the contrary, that Jeff Sessions is actively building a case against all the people you would like to see go to prison, and doing the best he can to defend the president of the United States every step of the way.
And that's exactly how I feel, and I want to hang up and listen to all of your opinion on who would make the best attorney general.
Well, hopefully Jeff Sessions didn't go anywhere. That's kind of where I'm going. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Bill.
Everybody else has gotten in Trump's crawl. Is gone.
Yeah.
And Jeff has survived the whole time.
You know, I think y'all probably are aware of this, the shakeout of that rivalry, if you will, between Trump and Sessions. Prior to Sessions going on as Attorney General, as our genius senator, he was the most popular political figure in the state. He was more popular than Shelby. Not as powerful, obviously, but more popular, probably. But since that Trump and he have gotten into this dispute, Alabamians are taking Trump's side.
I 100% agree. 100%
agree. I found that out in my travels to civic clubs and things like that. It's almost like they dislike Jeff Sessions.
Well, it's not. Here's what I think it is. Jeff Sessions is a populist. He was a populist senator.
Yeah.
He wanted to go after immigration. He wanted to go after like big populist ideas. That's why he identified with Trump. But a populist is out in front. They're being heard from. They you know, and I think the best thing you can do, basically, we had the best duo ever. You can have an establishment guy like Richard Shelby and a populist like Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
You satisfy the red meat base that's looking for red meat, and you satisfy the base that wants as much money from Washington as possible coming into the state. They were the dynamic duo. They were the best two senators in the country, in my opinion, for their given state. When you become a prosecutor, you cannot be a populist. You must, by virtue of the office, be quiet, behind the scenes, not engaged in politics. There's a federal law that says you can't be engaged in politics.
Yeah.
You can't do political things. You must be behind the scenes. And he takes his job seriously, so they're not leaking what he's doing. He had that attorney, he had that U.S. attorney from Utah, John Huber, appointed for months with a grand jury impaneled, taking testimony, getting ready to indict people for months, and no one knew about it. People were saying, I wish Jeff Sessions would do something. He was doing something. He has this active investigation going, but because he takes his job seriously, he's quiet about it. He doesn't say anything about it. I still think to this day, until he's fired, I'm going to believe this, that he and Trump are in on this thing together, and that this whole argument is a scam. I believe that with all my heart. I could be wrong, but I believe that that's the case.
He's sure been vocal about it. Trump's sure been vocal to him.
Well, you have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, if Sessions is getting ready to go through and tear down the entire leftist and deep state establishment, you can't look like a political operation. It has to look like it's independent. And if you have the left over there building up Mueller and building up Sessions because Trump is supposedly against them, that's the best thing Trump has going for him. No matter what he says, they hate it. And so, you know, he can go out there and say, Satan is good. And they'll say, no, Satan's bad. You know, no matter what he says, they'll say the opposite.
Did you see that Saturday Night Live skit where they made fun of that Texas congressman who fought, lost his eye in a war?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yes, the left is loony. You want to see the left in
the
smoke?
That's horrible.
You have not seen the left as entertaining as they're going to be if the Republicans hold the House tonight. You have not seen the left as entertaining as they're going to be. You will see entertainment, Steve, like you've never seen.
Well, that was
a low blow.
That was over.
That was the lowest
of
the low blow. We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Your calls are welcome on the other side of the break.
If he's with me, I think the light to let you know tonight's the night for me and you, my part-time lover.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good, we'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Darn, the vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues this election, but one is fundamental, the right to life. Every abortion stops the beating heart of a living unborn baby. In Alabama, we value every unborn child and want to protect them from a brutal death. Amendment 2 affirms that Alabamans recognize and support rights for unborn children. Alabama's greatest resource isn't our beaches, not our industries, it's our children. If you want to protect our state's greatest resource, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you want to restore respect for babies, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you don't want your tax dollars to pay for abortion on demand, vote yes on Amendment 2. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line. Please vote yes on statewide Amendment 2. Paid for by Alabama Citizens for Life at alforlife.org.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on Twain Curve for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
For boring elections, people.
I can't go for that either.
Can someone please come up with something decent to talk about? Our number 272.
Y'all are witty little fellas, aren't you?
Do what?
Y'all are witty fellas, aren't you?
Well, we try.
You know, I hope y'all don't get arrogant like those. There's just two of these guys in the state that just think they're something.
No,
that guy in Birmingham.
How long have you known us?
I know.
We are not going to be arrogant.
That guy in Birmingham, but the one in is just. That guy thinks he's some.
The difference is we're decent human beings.
I know.
We're decent human beings. I'm not saying they're not, but I don't think... Now, a lot of people in our audience would push back and say maybe we are a little arrogant. Because I've been called that before. Usually, the phrase SOB or bastard follows behind it. that's the most common complaint I get. Anyway, our number 272-9228. Real quickly, before we get back into your phone calls at 272-9228, I do want to tell everybody about my friends Teresa and Amber and the whole crew over at Four Healthy Pets. They do such a fantastic job every single day. I have to get over there. I'm about out of food again. My sweet little dog Molly absolutely loves the incredible chicken crack they have over there. Chicken jerky, but I call it chicken crack. My dog follows me around all day, every day, crazy. I mean, absolutely nuts, trying to get me to give her more chicken. And I'm out. I got to get over there and pick up another bag of it. I got to get a bag of food over there. Everything in the store, hand-selected by Teresa herself. Everything in the store. Everything natural. Everything good. Nothing, you know, that she doesn't know every single ingredient in the bag. Nothing that she hadn't checked out. If you want to take care of your pet, if you want the best for your pet, you will go to Four Healthy Pets. They're on Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. Four Healthy Pets. You can check them out online, fourhealthypetsonline.com. Make sure you put the online on there. You get some pet store in Texas or something. Fourhealthypetsonline.com. And when you're in there, just tell her we said hello. She hears from brand new News and Views listeners on a weekly basis. And she loves our audience.
Why don't we bid on which one of the Democrats gets the most votes, comes the closest? You're thinking Maddox. Jack wants Vance. Let me have Vance.
I don't want him, but...
But what I'm saying, you want Vance or Sigmund. I'll take either one of them you don't take. Vance is probably best.
I think Vance is going to get the votes from Sigmund.
I think he does, but I'll take Sigmund since you want Vance.
I don't think Sigmund's going to get there. I think there'll be a lot of Republicans like me who skip the race. And for Attorney General, I just could not, in good conscience, vote for a guy who stole or took $750,000 in illegal money. Shamelessly.
I don't think you heard last of that.
No, I think he's a monster. I really do. Yeah. He has no conscience. He's like Frankenstein's monster.
Well, but we had Joe Siegelman on the show, and all he could say, like a parrot, was, "I want this office to be about the people." Not about politics. That's all he said.
Well, he's trained to do that.
I know, but I mean, I would have come in here and BS my
way
through.
Well, you'd have told Joe Cannon to do the same thing and stay on script.
Yeah, but I mean, some substance.
You got to give him something, especially when you're running against somebody. You got to give him an issue.
Yeah.
That he didn't have an issue. You know, he let us bring up issues on the dark money and the issues on
I'll tell you one thing. Every TV station I'm at, every one of those young girl reporters in love with him.
Oh, my gosh. You should have seen when he came into Bluewater.
I ain't never seen such a... They fall in love with that boy.
There were girls swooning. swooning.
They had just gone crazy over him. Yeah. He looks like John Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's a real handsome guy. And he's a heck of a nice guy, too.
He's super nice guy. Sandy, you're on
the
air.
He's a tall boy, too.
Tall drink of water.
Hey, Baron, I just wanted to give you an observation on my voting place this morning. I vote at, I'm not sure what the name of the school is. It's the elementary school off of Virginia Loop Road.
Okay.
And when I went last time, when Doug Jones was running, the line went through the school. And today I walked in, checked in, voted, so... Really, really low turnout there.
Yeah, and
interesting.
Sandy, that's interesting because you're the second person who's told me there's a largely black precinct that's empty. I had somebody who's a lawyer over in Selma tell me that they left the Selma courthouse, which is a big box over there. It's a big location and typically very, very crowded, who said it was empty. Like they couldn't see a single person in there voting.
And I went at the same time of the day, so it's not a timing issue.
That's the kind of comparison that benefits this program, and I appreciate you doing that, Cindy. Thank you.
Hey, and good luck to Steve. I am Troy, born and bred. So.
Steve, what are you running for?
I'm not going to run for anything. I think my shopping days are about gone.
Good luck.
I ain't got many more shopping days at Christmas. Every time somebody asks me, I say, what are you going to run for, Steve? I say, well, I better go ahead and do it if I'm going to do it because I ain't got many more shopping days at Christmas.
Well, Steve, you got a fan on the phone. Thank you, Cindy.
Got a what?
Uh-huh.
You got a fan on the phone. She said she's Troy, born and raised, and told you good luck.
Oh.
So you obviously weren't listening.
I didn't hear
you. You over there singing or something.
Let me turn your headphones up there.
So somebody from Troy is calling?
Yeah, she just called.
She just called.
Oh, good. Well, that was nice. What she said, what she'd vote for me?
Yeah, but she, but you're not on the ballot.
But that's real interesting.
I voted in Troy by 8:15.
She votes at that Fitzpatrick School out there on Virginia Loop Road, which is a very heavy African American precinct.
This is a girl from Troy, this girl?
Yeah, she grew up in Troy, but she votes here, and she said there was no line.
Huh.
That's real interesting.
Who was this? Papa John? Is that was on too? Yeah, Papa John.
Hey, yeah, guys, I just heard something on MSNBC. Yeah. I thought I'd pass it along. Because of the crowds at the polls, they postponed.
All right. Yeah, we got to get in trouble. We'll get an FCC complaint about something like that.
Will?
Oh, yeah. They don't joke about stuff like that on federal airwaves.
Okay.
Everybody votes today, amigos. That's not true. Everybody votes today. Every single vote, Democrat, Republican, everybody votes today. Tuesday, November 6th. Nobody votes tomorrow. If you don't vote today, you lose your chance to get out and vote. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Steve, did I get your earphones fixed?
I want to make sure you're here now. I wish I heard that lady talk good about
she
it.
She was so nice.
Uh-huh.
Cindy, I grew up in Troy
and something.
She said, tell Steve good luck.
Oh, good.
But I didn't
thought I was running for something.
I know she was talking about your dating life, or she talking about
she thought I was running for something, probably. I think people, they once you've run, they think you always
And especially if you're on the radio on election day.
That's right, yeah.
They're trying to scrounge up votes.
Yeah, look at it.
Hey, you notice normally on an election day, primary day, it's competitive. We get 25 people that want to come in the day of, the day before. Didn't get a single call.
Isn't that something?
Not a single call. Got some calls for Friday. I think, what do we have, two people Friday, school board races or something?
Yeah.
But not a single, that shows you, it's in the bag. Everybody knows the race is already over.
Yeah. Well, the national stuff's going to be fun to watch, so.
Yeah.
I'm interested in those Senate races tonight. Let me tell you an interesting thing, talking about the races are over. I was watching one of the national networks this morning, and in turn it was on both national, CBS and ABC. You know, Walt Madison got these little children, like you do, and he got a cute little boy, like about 7-8 years old, and this made the national news. Max was flying around the state, and the little boy got here to Montgomery and just fell out on the tarmac and just like spread
too
out.
Too much?
I've had enough of this. It's like, you know, y'all pulled me out of school for 6 months, and it was finally about the third stop. Montgomery was the third stop. And it showed him, and the picture was worth 1,000 words. Had a little boy sitting there, laid out like, how much longer have I got to take this? You know, when are y'all going to drag me around anymore? He was the cutest little thing you've ever seen. And Max just sitting there looking at him, smiling at him. Like, he just sprawled out.
On the ground?
On the Montgomery tarmac on
That's
the airport.
That's hilarious.
He just passed out and said, how much longer have I got to do this? Y'all going to drag me around?
Carolyn.
Yes, first-time caller.
You get a random button. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, first time caller. Just left the polling, Elmore County, right on a fire tower at Mulder Church, and couldn't find a place to park. There were so many people there.
Yeah,
and
there's been excessively high turnout in a lot of these places, we're finding out. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That very, very good observation, Carolyn. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And if you go to a box and for some reason it's excessively empty, like we just had a moment ago, I'm almost assuming every location is packed unless I hear it's not. So I'm much more intrigued by the empty boxes than I am the packed boxes. And what I mean by this is have a voting history. You know, say I went last time and I waited in line 30 minutes. I went this time, I breezed right through. When Cindy said that a few minutes ago, that was probably the best piece of information we've gotten all day. Let's take one more before a break. Frank.
Yeah.
Jack, that's your name.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead, Frank.
Okay, listen, on Harrison Road, the elementary school there, which is 22 years, I've never seen that many people there.
Yeah, there's something going on out there. Thanks for your call, Frank. There's definitely something going on out there.
That's a heavy white precinct.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the white Republican precincts are packed and overflowing. The only two updates we've had from heavy black or heavy Democrat precincts show that they're not overflowing at all. They're basically empty.
I wonder if this is something that we'll see in other states.
Well, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. I really am. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friend Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage.
I know her.
567-4223 is her number. 567-4223. That's how you get in touch with her. Call her now. Call her now. It's election day. No better day to call her. She's sitting around. Everybody else is out voting. You want to get right in? Call her. 567-4223. She can help you with a refinance. She can help you get those $100, $200, $300 insurance payments off of your payment each month, those mortgage premium insurances and other things. She can get that stuff taken care of. And she can help you if you're buying a new house. She can get you pre-certified, pre-qualified. She can help with some home equity stuff. Just call her. Call her. Kim Williams, 567-4223. You can check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com, ALAHomeMortgage.com, or NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. How do you pronounce that one? Ararmy? Army? Say it again. Arme? Huh.
You made that up.
Sounds fancy. Is he French? Is it a she?
Monsieur, bonjour.
I bet Danielle knows her.
I bet.
Ron Arme, sit tight. We'll be with you in a second. Steve Flowers in the studio.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. United
for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Join the City of Montgomery for the Veterans Day celebration Monday, November 12th from 10 to 1 at Riverwalk Stadium. This free event will have entertainment, kids' activities, and refreshments. Sponsored by Spire Energy, Williams Loving Care, and the Montgomery Biscuits.
From the Fox Business Network, the job market appears to be holding up this fall. The Labor Department says there were 7 million job openings in September. Though the number is down from August, it's still near a record. The government says there are more openings than people looking for work. Toyota is looking at changing its mix of cars and SUVs, and it might discontinue the Yaris subcompact. Yaris hatchback sales are down nearly 80% in the first 10 months of this year. Toyota's sport utility vehicle sales are increasing. Hybrids now account for 3.5% of its U.S. sales. It plans to expand hybrid versions of the RAV4 and Highlander SUV. General Electric shares are rallying after it announced a deal to sell its current unit, which provides LED lighting, to businesses. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits,
The right wiper blades make all the difference.
That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists. Rich Thomas
Weather! Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues at least through the first half of the day today. We should see improvement later with partly sunny skies. High temperature on this election day up to 78. Please vote. Tonight's low down to about 61 with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around again. Middle 70s tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday. High around 73 as another front approaches. Then scattered thunderstorms Friday before ending. High 68. Much cooler over this upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is seven mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
Number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. 39 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Steve Flowers. Carolyn's answering phones if you want to get in. We'll take your phone calls. As promised. As promised. Let me see here.
This voting's going kind of fast, I'm told. So I think people are going in voting straight ticket.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's just my opinion.
Maybe. Why? How do you know it's going fast, though? Maybe it's going slow. Maybe that's why the lines are so
long. I heard it's like 100 people out the door, and it moves very quickly. And that's
Interesting. I think that's the new iPad stuff. Once they get that figured out, they don't have to spend 35 minutes looking for your name. I never realized how poor people were at trying to do alphabetical order until you hand them your ID at the polling place and you watch some 83-year-old person try to find Coleman. C-O-L-E-M-A-N. They get to the D's and they flip over to the B's and they get to the C-H and they start going back towards like the B's again. I'm like, no, it's that way, it's that way. No. It's over there.
I've had to point to my name like 10 times.
Turn it that way. Keep going that way. Always after H. Always. It still is. Still is. It was in Hancock, Indiana when I learned how to spell and it's Hancock County, Indiana and it still is today. Still is today.
Somebody told me to tell you hello, Ray Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Banks, Alabama.
Yeah.
So tell you hello.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want again, 272-9228. My friend over at Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth, had such a successful week last week because so many people went into him with their diamonds. You know, he needed to buy some diamonds. They went in with their diamonds, their jewelry, their rings, their earrings, necklaces, just things they weren't wearing much anymore. And you might look in there and think, well, that doesn't really have any value. Well, you say that, and you walk out with $500 in cash. You walk out with $3,000 in cash. Or in some person's instance, $12,000 in cash, and even more than that once last week that he was embarrassed to tell me about. Guys, he has some really big purchases going on over there, but also the small purchases. They all add up. He needs the stones out of all of them so he can create beautiful settings. settings so that he can put better diamonds in the stuff he has. Get by Heirloom Jewelers when you have the opportunity. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, between Bell Road and Taylor Road, but closer to the Bell Road side, kind of near where that Regions Bank is right there, across from where the old Bruno's was right there. So just get by Troop Booth when you get the opportunity. He will be happy to talk to you, evaluate what you have. He's GIA, Gemological Genius, Gemological Institute of America, Diamond Certified. So he knows exactly what he's doing. Troop Booth, he's open till 5 o'clock today, through Friday. Today through Friday till 5 o'clock, 9 to noon on Saturday. So everybody has no excuse to get in and see Troop Booth. No excuse. Get by there when you get a chance. And not only just sell them stuff, check out his cases and cases of beautiful, one-of-a-kind, handmade, heirloom-quality jewelry while you're in there. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. Ron hung up? Ron? Baby? What's the matter?
I got to hear that.
All right.
I'll see you next week.
That sounds good. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we'll do a recap.
RMA. RMA.
Yes. Good morning.
How are you? Doing well.
Good morning, Baron. Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Steve. Just want to let you know, 1,287 people have already voted at the Doster Center this morning in Prattville.
1,200?
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We appreciate
it. Have a great day.
Certainly. We don't need to do the numbers, okay? I know we've done it in the past and other shows do it, but I think it just kind of slows everything down quite a bit to go through that. We appreciate you guys keeping track of it and wanting to bring that to our attention, but I'm more intrigued with your impressions than I am how many people were actually in a particular location. I told you by now, by 10:43, we already know turnout is massive. Turnout is massive, at least in the GOP precincts. At least in the GOP precincts. The Democrat precincts, the turnout might not be quite as massive. So I'm particularly interested, if you go to a historically Democrat or majority black precinct, I am interested in how many people are there. And your impression on whether it's more or less
who
than
votes
the past.
Who votes at Ware's Ferry? Is it a mixture of black and white?
That should be a pretty 50-50 district.
Because I heard it's low voter turnout.
Yeah, that should be a pretty 50-50 district. Ware's Ferry Elementary?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that's a long street there. Lori.
Hello.
Hey, Lori.
Mr. Flowers still there?
You know, Steve just took off. I should have made an announcement. Steve had to run on short notice. He was planning to stay with us, but he had to go.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you guys.
Hold on. You didn't think we would know or something?
Well.
She wanted a different opinion, man.
There you go. Go ahead.
I'm going after lunch, and I'm still torn between this. Vance and Parker.
What are you torn about?
I'm a Republican.
Okay.
But I don't know if I trust
What's the
Parker.
Problem? What's the problem?
I don't know.
Okay, you just got a bad gut feeling?
Baron, there are a lot of Republicans that are not voting
That's
for
That's fine, but
for,
I'm just, but she's not able to articulate it, so I'm assuming it's just a gut feeling.
Because she's heard what everybody else has heard.
Well, but she's, okay, what are your concerns? Because she just said she didn't know. What are your concerns?
I don't know. It's, like you said, a gut feeling.
Okay.
And it's the same way with the...
You can skip the race, though. You don't have to vote in every race.
I don't have to.
No.
But I'm a Republican. Then, I vote Republican.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how to vote. Vote your conscience. We appreciate your call. You know, if you want to vote Republican, vote Republican. If you want to vote for the Democrat, vote the Democrat. But... you know, if you don't know why you feel that way.
Well, but, you know, people that don't, I mean, the people don't normally follow the court races. The average voter doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you are basing your vote on what you've seen in the candidates' commercials, neither one of them has had a good commercial.
No.
And I can see where you'd be a little confused.
I can see where you'd be confused as well, but I can't help someone who doesn't know what the problem is and doesn't know what they're going to do about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You call me and say, I don't like Parker. Why? I don't know. Is there any particular reason? No. Just don't like him. Okay, well, then don't vote for him. But I'm a Republican. Okay, then, you know. I'm not Dr. Phil. You know, I can't get inside of that problem.
Oh, you sure think you are?
Well, we'll do it on the other side of the break. If you want me to shave the middle of my head like a cul-de-sac and put on about 75 pounds and get a goofy mustache, I'll be Dr. Phil. I don't wanna And I've diagnosed all comers. Whatever ails you, you come to Dr. Coleman, Dr. Barron. He'll take care of you. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Gone are the days of consistently having your carpets cleaned. That means no more pet stains and no more messes. Mohawk's Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet is the easiest carpet to clean on the planet. That's why Prattville Carpeting is offering the All Pet Protection and Warranty Plan that covers all pet stains and odors for the life of the carpet. It also provides that soft, natural feel you're looking for. Just stop by or call for more details. Head to your hometown flooring headquarters at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Copps Ford Road.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
It's Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. I'm proud to say my family started at Harry Winston's, a prestigious store on Fifth Avenue in New York. But we've come full circle now and moved back to Montgomery, Alabama, where we proudly service our community with the jewelry designs and expertise that we've gathered over all the years. At Marguerite's, we only sell the finest quality of diamonds, and we do it at the lowest price. So come visit us at Marguerite's. We're conveniently open 7 days a week. We're in the Peppertree Shopping Center, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Give a couple predictions. I don't think Republicans will go statewide in Florida. I think they're going to lose both those races, Senate and governor.
Who is it? Republicans?
Yeah, I do. And I got a very specific reason why. I think the hurricane and the damage it did to the panhandle and all the panhandle people that are not in Florida. And a lot of those people are too busy putting their lives back together to worry about sending in an absentee vote. And where are you going to go to your polling place? It probably doesn't exist. The elementary school has been wiped off the map. You know, I think a lot of those folks probably just aren't going to vote, if I had to guess. And so I think the I think that's worth 2, 3, 4 points for the Democrats, and that's enough to tilt the state Democrat. I hope I'm wrong, because the guy running for governor seems like a little bit of a wacko bird leftist, and we cannot have Florida go wacko bird leftist on us. Georgia's tried it a couple of times. We just can't do it. We just cannot have Florida on our border going wacko bird leftist. But, you know, Bill Nelson's been there, and I don't think he's going anywhere. It's tough to beat an incumbent anyway. Incumbent plus hurricane damage in Panhandle, I think that's a Bill Nelson win. And I think it probably takes the governorship with him just for that, if for no other reason. I think the governor of Georgia will go Republican, this Brian Kemp over there. I think it'll go Republican, but not for the same reason, obviously, because there was not real appreciable hurricane damage like there was in Florida, in Georgia. But I don't think Georgia's ready for kind of the Black Panther type of governor. I mean, when I saw that picture of the Black Panther people with the Stacey Abrams sign, or Adams, or whatever her name is, sign yesterday, seemed a little militant for me. You know, this isn't Philadelphia.
That was the word I was just that came to mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Philly. You know, it's a different look, and I think things like that will fire up, you know, Billy Joe Redneck over there in South Georgia to go out and vote when maybe he would have taken the day off. I don't know. But that's, you know, just little predictions like that. I don't think I'm ready to make, you know, national calls in all these races. I will say this. I do believe in every race that is presently tied statewide. And I mean tied, not like within the margin of error, you know, one leading 3 or 4 points.
Yeah,
I mean,
like the Arizona, right?
Yeah, the 0 and 1 point races, I think, all go Republican. I think every 0 and 1 point race goes Republican because I do believe these polls are off at least a point or two. And Republican turnout seems to be very high. You know how you can tell the media is a Democrat establishment-controlled media? Because they had a narrative about 3 weeks ago that Republicans could not win the House.
Right.
And every single early poll result shows that Republicans are turning out in excess of Democrats in almost every state. Only one or two states did Democrats early poll more than Republicans. And not one single pundit on TV has changed his or her opinion to account for that. Not one. It's as if they got their talking points from the globalist corporatist media overlords, and they just keep marching in that direction, no matter what evidence comes down the pike to the contrary.
Even Fox News.
Even Fox News. I have told you guys this over and over and over. Fox News has a few of your friends in prime time. Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. Fox News is not your friend.
No, they're not.
Fox News is not your friend. If you watch the daytime coverage, Fox News is not your friend. If you watch the mid-afternoon coverage, Fox News is not your friend. And if you watch that gigantic-headed Neil Cavuto, Fox News is not your friend.
He's a leftist, isn't he?
He is a leftist. He's a never-Trumper. He's come around a little bit just because Trump's been good on the economy.
Yeah.
But, man, that guy's bad news. Bad, bad news. So, you know, Fox News is not your friend. There is no true national media outlet who is your friend. There's that one place that, what's it called? One something media? But you can't get it anywhere.
I know.
I look up their website. That's all I got a bookmark. I don't know the name of it even. But you can't get the TV show. You can't get anywhere. You can't get anywhere. Our number, 272-9228. Bill.
Hello. Just a heads up. I've been voting in Normandale for about 10 years now.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bigger crowd than I've seen since I've been voting there.
Well, what's the breakdown in the Normandale box?
It's pretty African American.
Is it higher Democrat than?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, maybe the Democrat boxes are just voting later. I mean, that's possible. You still there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Did you just leave there? In other words?
No. I was there at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's probably 60% black, 40% white.
Okay.
As far as that precinct goes.
Yeah, well, good.
At least my opinion.
That's good intel. Good intel. That's the kind of stuff we need. That's the kind of intel I need on this program. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. Our number, 272-9228. Randall.
Hey, speaking of Florida, I got two people that I know pretty good. One of them, kids went to Troy, and they kind of far off to the left when the kids graduated, and they backed the kids. One of them is kind of, you know, in the middle, kind of the right. And they have both of them on their Facebook pages, if you don't care, I'll tell you, they are complaining, saying that the government has forgot about them. They're saying that they all live in tents, that the media's moved on, and so now they don't have nobody, you know, a voice in their opinion. The schools have started, some of the elementary did start back yesterday, and they combined two of the elementaries. And, like, the teachers are there with the other teachers helping, and all the students are going. If you don't mind, I'll tell you in a couple, let you see what they say.
You don't have to do that. I believe you, and here's why I believe you. It's not unusual. It's not unusual to have frustrated people after a storm complaining that the government's not doing enough to help them. That's not unusual.
Yes,
now, here's what is unusual. 50 years ago, nobody lived there. You know why? You know why nobody lived there?
Couldn't afford to build back.
Because every now and then a hurricane would come and wipe out everything you own, and you would have been at that time on your own. Because in 1960 or 65 or 70, if you'd have said, hey, government, my beachfront house got blown away. Why aren't you rebuilding it fast enough? People would have gone, huh? Huh?
You want some working stiff in Erie, Pennsylvania, who works for Goodyear to pay his taxes to rebuild your multi-million-dollar beachfront mansion? Huh? But it's look, times are changing. Times are different. Now we want the government to rebuild our beachfront homes.
And it's tax money, and it helps the government. I mean, the states do get travel money.
Nobody benefited more from the guaranteed insurance that the federal government provides than the state of Florida. Nobody.
Yeah, but I want to say this.
In 1960, there were 500,000 people in Florida. Now they're like 20 million.
They ain't a bit of talk about voting today down there. They've been flooding the past. That's what I was going to get to. The point, they ain't not talking about voting. The same, you know, neither one of them. All they want to do, they just crying about, you know, and they are from Montgomery. One of them is from Montgomery, and the last name is Montgomery. Married two of Montgomery. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
That might be a little too close for comfort there.
Yeah, but anyway, they're not talking about voting down there, and they're just talking about a poor, I hate to say that, but you just put it in my, anyway, I love you.
All right, thanks, bud. This is a first. We're experiencing a first in News and Views history. Not the first time we've had two people on hold that are the same name. It's the first time we've ever had two Jeffs on hold. So this is Jeff number one. Jeff number one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just had a real quick question. I voted this morning. I vote in Bullock County, so I don't know if Montgomery uses the same tabulation machines. But my ballot is read by a tabulation reading machine, which just logs the number of people that have voted when you run your ballot through. And my concern, and I asked the guy at the place, and I've also called the Secretary of State, is how do I know that what was on my ballot actually got tabulated into the machine?
Your ballot is still there. If there's a question and somebody challenges it, they can go back later and count the ballots in that machine to make sure they are, in fact, what it says it is. But that's how we voted in Alabama for a long time. You know, you put your ballot into the machine, and the machine tabulates. We haven't hand tabulated ballots in Alabama in 40 years.
Okay, just because we haven't needed to, or
no, it's
or,
just it's technology,
just the new technology.
It's like a Scantron. I mean, nobody hand grades the SAT anymore. They stick it in a machine, and the machine picks up the pencil.
Now, I think the absentee ballots are counted by committee,
but they still run them through a box. Run them through a machine. Yeah.
Yeah, but my concern is, you know, you hear all across the country where people are punching in, you know, a candidate that might be Republican, and then it pops up all Democrats on the screen, and that's what's getting tabulated.
Yeah, is that happened to you?
No, because I couldn't see what was...
Yeah, could it happen? Sure. Is it happening? We've had no evidence that there's widespread, rampant miscounting. Whenever there's been a recount, they almost always is recounted within single digits of exactly the way it was voted. So.